I'm Eva Cox, and I want to talk to you about the distrust epidemic, the real problem that I think we're having in Australia today. We've actually had quite a lot of data over the last couple of years that shows that people just don't trust public servants, government, politicians. And at the moment, since we're in this hoo-ha constantly about this area, about what we're going to do about electricity and power politics, I think this is a good example of where the distrust comes from. Public services have just been disappearing. We've sold them off, we've privatised them, we've done all sorts of things to them, and then we get really upset when somehow or other they don't deliver the services in the way that they used to be. I mean, if you think about it, can you see many positive examples of government services and facilities in your life? They used to be around, but we don't have them very often, and the ones we do see don't seem to be much more punitive. So I just want to go back and have a look at some of the trust stuff. In February, March, I think it was this year, the Museum of Australian Democracy did a survey on trust and political attitudes, drawing on questions from the long-running Australian election study. They crafted a survey to look at comparable data. And they said, the findings made difficult reading for Australian political parties. At the moment, the majority of Australians don't want to vote for any of them. Levels of trust in government and politicians are at their lowest level since 1993. Most significantly, only 5% of Australians trust government, 74% exhibited a critical perspective, and 25% trust government ministers, in contrast with 72% who trust the police and the judiciary and other public officials. Then I looked up some other data and found one from last year in the conversation talking about privatisation. And I wondered, because of this issue of if you don't see the government doing good things, does this help build distrust? And I think that this may well be the secret to a lot of what the attitudes to politics are at the moment. So I found this poll which says things like, selling off of public utilities to private companies will help the economy. Agree, 25%. Disagree, 53%. Privatisation mainly benefits the corporate centre, 70% agree. Utilities like water and power are too important to sell off, really important at the moment, 72% agree. Private companies can run public utilities more efficiently than government, 36% agree and 39% disagree. But then the next question, privatisation means more competition which benefits consumers, only 33% agree with that, but 49% oppose it. And when you look at another one where it says prices always increase when services are privatised, 70% agree and 13% disagree. And one on private companies delivering better quality services than the government, only 33% agree and 46% disagree. So we don't see government departments offering us electricity, services, owning post office buildings, being sort of visible as a sort of public part of the national well-being. We do see private companies replacing public companies as things are privatised or corporatised or sent out and contracted out, and we don't like it. So is it surprising that we have a huge trust deficit? The people really don't want to vote for the major parties and are very angry with them. And when you look at what's happening around the issues of the cost of electricity at the moment, it's perfectly obvious that selling off bits and pieces, poles and wires, whatever it happens to be, and demanding that if you do happen to still own your electricity or gas production, that you actually make a profit, isn't working. We want a public sector that is there to serve the public, and we want politicians who are there to make sure that voters' needs are actually met. And instead of that, we've got a sense that the only people that seem to be benefiting from things are the corporate sector. So it's not too surprising that we're in a mess. And I think if we're going to develop trust, we have to get government back to the fact that it is there to serve the people and not the corporate sector, because that seems to be the entrenched view at the moment. And unfortunately, neither of the major parties is doing very much to fix it. So I think that explains a lot of what's happening in Australia, and that sort of sense of insecurity about democracy and people wanting to do some fairly dramatically dopey things sometimes. I think we really do need to get back to trying to do something about the trust deficit if we want to keep a democratic government.